Now we're going to go to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who spent the night outside the Workplace Relations Commission, where in the last half hour, pay talks have concluded. And Brian, they've concluded, not adjourned. Do they have now solid proposals for a potential deal?
Well, the way it was described to me, Mary, is that the terms have concluded and terms have been agreed and a proposal is now being finalised. The Workplace Relations Commission expected to issue a proposal document to all sides in the coming hours. And what's going to happen then is that the unions take away this proposal document, they will take it to their members. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions will take it to their affiliate unions. They're going to be holding a meeting this morning at 10 o'clock. They will then issue a statement thereafter. And I know what you're going to ask me next, Mary, is what's in the proposals? Unfortunately, they are staying extremely tight-lipped. They will not tell us what the deal is. They're saying out of respect for their members, they are not going to disclose publicly what's been agreed here this morning at the Workplace Relations Commission until 10 o'clock, when at that time they will have this meeting and that they will be able to then talk to their members and talk then to the wider public about what exactly has been agreed.
So Brian, I'll change the way I was about to ask the next question, because let's talk about the gap that was between them. We'd had 5%. The speculation yesterday as those talks resumed was that there was an additional 1% on offer for from government, but the unions were talking about inflation running now almost in double digits. So the gap between them is pretty wide.
Yes, it is. And when we put that to Kevin Callanan, the president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, yesterday, as he arrived at these talks, we said, look, speculation in the media that it's going to be a 1% increase. And he said, well, since we were last at these talks in June, inflation's gone up by another 1.5%. And as you say, yes, they've always focused on that gap, saying that this is where current pay deals are, but inflation's running at 9%, and we need to close that gap. Now, I've been speaking to Kevin Callanan, the president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, in the last few minutes as he left these talks this morning. And he said, look, they had been very difficult negotiations. He says it's a very difficult time. It's a difficult time for workers. It's a difficult time for his members. And he said neither side has got exactly what they wanted from this. So perhaps an indication there that there has been flexibility and there has been movement on the union side, something that the government side had been calling for the last 2 months, saying that there would need to be movement on the union side. Kevin Callanan said, it's always good when you conclude a process like this, and it's been a particularly difficult one. It's 6 months since we called for a review of the pay agreement. He said these terms have been concluded, but he said he would not discuss the details of the terms. He said that the Workplace Relations Commission had put a moratorium on the details because they're drawing up that final document that will be distributed among members. Now, of course, it's not just trade unions that are at these talks. There are also staff associations that represent other kinds of workers who can't have a traditional trade union. Among them is the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Its General Secretary is Antoinette Cunningham, and I spoke to her in the last few minutes as she left the talks.
We're awaiting a proposal document from the WRC to be given to us later this morning. We'll convene a meeting of our national executive to discuss that. I'm sure you can appreciate, Brian, it's been a very long and difficult night through the night here at the WRC. So we'll await a document and we'll see what it contains.
You've been throughout the negotiations for the night. Are you pleased with what was tabled as you left?
I think we need to see the full detail contained in the document that we'll receive later this morning. I think it would be wrong to comment one way or the other prior to getting that document. People in the WRC have been working very hard with us throughout the night. So I think we'll await the document. We'll call a meeting of our executive in AGSI this morning. We'll discuss the details in that and then we'll make a statement after that.
Do you think your members will be happy with what's going to be proposed this morning?
I think they'll be happy to see that we have a document, the detail contained therein, that remains to be seen. But at least we have something to consider as a national executive.
Do you feel you have to give up a lot to get to this document?
I think we've been through a lot to get to this point. I mean, as you know, these talks were previously adjourned in June. We've been back here through the night. The fact that we've been here so long tells you of the difficulties and the challenges that have been contained within these talks. But nevertheless, we are at a point now where we can bring a document to our executive, and after that we'll make another statement.
And that was Antoinette Cunningham there of the AGSI speaking to our correspondent Brian O'Donovan as she left the WRC a short time ago.